Since the last South Park, you've waited 4 long weeks to find out who the father of Eric Cartman is. Now, finally, the shocking truth about Cartman's lineage will not be seen tonight, so that we can bring you the following special presentation.
Now, get ready for Canada's hottest action stars, Terrence and Phillip, the HBC Movie of the Week. Not Without My Anus, based on a true story.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you today sits a murderer. On the night in question, this monster entered the home of Dr. Jeffrey O'Dwyer and struck him repeatedly in the head with his hammer. That monster is sitting right over there, and his name is Terrence!
You spotted in court.
Yes, Philip, I'm making a case for our defense.
All of these things link Terrence to the murder. Hair fibers, blood samples, nail clippings, a piece of his shirt, a watch with his initials on it, a day planner with the murder scheduled, a haiku called Time to Kill Dr. Jeffrey O'Dwyer. Dr. O'Dwyer, time to have your head smashed in with my new hammer. Terrence, you may be a famous surgeon, but you're not God. J'ai accuse, Terrence.
Would you like a monkey claw, Philip?
Yes, please.
That's called the monkey claw because it feels like my colon is being ripped apart by 1,000 monkeys.
The monkey claw is smelly.
Come on, get a move on. I ain't getting any younger up here.
My sentiments exactly, Your Honor. I see from your accent that you're a Southern Canadian.
That is correct.
Good people of the jury. My client, Terrence, is an innocent man.
Oh, Philip, now you farted during the closing argument.
I have, haven't I, Terrence?
Your Honor, the defense is trying to make a mockery of this court. They think that farts are funny, but they're not.
Sustained.
Good people of the jury. My client, Terrence, he is no more a murderer than you or me. He loves puppies and hates mean things. Would a murderer go to the zoo and feed animals like this? Of course not. So in summation, find Terrence innocent, or else he'll kill you. Just kidding. The defense rests.
God damn it! That isn't funny!
Madam Foreperson, have you reached a verdict so we can get the hell out of here?
We have, Your Honor. We have found Terrence in the above-entitled action of murder against Dr. Jeffrey O'Dwyer.
You're gonna have to repeat that verdict because we have some flatulence issues.
I said, we find Terrence not guilty!
Did you hear that, Terrence? You're not guilty!
Oh, Philip, you saved me from the gas chamber!
Well, looks like you got away with it, Terrence and Philip.
Oh, hello, Scott. No hard feelings, right, old pal?
There are hard feelings. This isn't over. I'm gonna see to it that you both pay for what you've done. And do you know why?
'Cause you're a dick?
No, because I hate you. You think farting is so funny. Well, it isn't. Fart jokes are the lowest form of comedy. And if I... I hate you both. I've hated you ever since I can remember. I hate you, and I wish you both had cancer.
Cancer?
Yes, in the head.
Head cancer?
This is not the end, Terrence and Philip. You'll rue this day.
Well, Scott really hates us, Philip.
Yes, perhaps he's homophobic.
But we're not gay, Philip.
We're not?
Well, let us board the subway and return home. There we can eat Kraft dinner.
Yes, it's been a long day, and only Kraft dinner can calm my nerves.
Philip, why does Scott always try to convict me of murder? He does it every week.
He sure does seem to hate us. I wonder what he'll try to do next.
God only knows.
The subway certainly is wonderful, Terrence.
It sure is. Let's look for treasure.
Yes, let's look for treasure.
Hello?
Hello. Is it Scott from Canada?
Yes it is.
You're a journalist, right?
Yes, I'm a television critic for magazines.
I understand that you hate Terrence and Philip.
Yes, I do. They think that fart jokes are a sophisticated form of comedy, but they're not.
Well, what if I were to help you get rid of them once and for all?
Who is this?
Let's just say that I'm someone who can help you. Can you help me? Just call me your old pal, Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein? The Iraqi dictator?
Hey, relax, Scott. I'm just your average Joe. Take a rest.
What do you want?
You want Terrence and Philip out of Canada. I want you to bring me and my friends into Canada. That sounds like a fair trade, doesn't it? Super, let's get started.
I'm not sure I should trust you.
Hey, relax, guy. Trust me.
Well, it's too bad we... we didn't find any treasure on the subway, Philip.
Oh, hello, Ugly Bob.
Hello, Terrence.
Hello, Philip.
My God, you're looking hideously ugly today, Ugly Bob.
How come you guys say stuff like that?
Because you're goddamned ugly, Bob.
I know, but...
Ugly Bob, your face looks like somebody tried to put out a forest fire with a screwdriver.
I can't help how I look. Besides, it's not what's on the outside that matters. It's what's on the inside.
No, it isn't. Want to see what's on the inside of me?
Wait, I've got an idea. Why don't you put this paper bag over your head, Ugly Bob?
Yes, if people can't see your face, they won't know how wretchedly ugly you are.
Really? Hey, thanks, you guys. Maybe now I can spar with chicks.
Sure you can, Ugly Bob. If they can't see how horribly disfigured you are, they'll want to sleep with you.
Thanks, you guys.
Hello, Bucky. Hello, Perry.
Bark, bark. Brr, brr.
Say, Terrence, I was just about to make some craft dinner. Would you like some?
You know I never turn down craft dinner, Philip. I'm going to put on a pirate costume.
Special delivery for Terrence.
I'll take that.
Sign here, and here, and here, and here, and here. And here.
Terrence, you got a letter.
Shiver me timbers, Philip. At this rate, I'll never get to my craft dinner. Oh, my God!
What is it, Terrence? Did you fart?
No, it's Sally. She's being held captive in Iran.
Not Sally. Dear God, no, Terrence. Why Sally? God, why? Say, Terrence, who's Sally?
My daughter.
I never knew you had a daughter, Terrence.
Oh, yes. Didn't I mention that, me hearties?
No, you never did, Terrence.
Oh, well, it all began 15 years ago.
My God, what a fascinating story, Terrence. Especially the part about Celine Dion.
Yes, indeed. But now my little Sally is being held captive in Iran, and I will have to go and find her.
Then I will go with you, Terrence.
You're such a good friend, Philip.
Well, you know what they say. A friend in need is a friend with craft dinner.
About there, mateys. Hello, Celine Dion.
Terrence, this is